race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer. FX.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on iWatch Mike. This afternoon, we're going to be getting together right now, this very moment, and talking The Strain. As you can see, the latest episode aired Sunday on FX. It was called The Assassin. I have Jesus from Los Angeles. What's up, Jesus?
Not much.
Everything good? Your weekend was peachy?
My weekend was boring.
Nice! But it wasn't boring because you got to watch The Strain and Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, that was the best part of the weekend.
That's pretty sad on your life there, buddy. Just letting you know that. You should pick up a hobby or something. So yes, for everybody tuning in, thank you. We do this. It's a weekly podcast. We just pretty much review the episode of whatever show we're watching. We have a different variety of different shows everywhere. You can check out some on thevro.com. Shout outs to them. They're always showing love to our show and putting all our shows on their site. And of course, my new home, audioboom.com. Of course, you can check out all of the other shows that I do on audioboom.com/channel/ iWatchMike. That's where you need to go. So let's jump into this episode. I have the website pulled up. I am going to go on to the Strain Addicts Facebook page in just a few, and we'll talk about some stuff there. Plus, I got some shout-outs as well. Some people have been showing us some love. So I'm going to go to fxnetworks.com. There you can watch the episodes plus the other shows that air on FX. But we're talking about The Assassin, and here's the synopsis. F and Dutch work together to thwart the Master's greatest ally. Justine runs into trouble with the mayor while Zectrian Abraham tracks down the real owner of the Lumen, an FX original series, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on FX. So I got my notes. Holy crap, ball. This episode was pretty dope. Jesus.
It really was.
Got to put that out there. I do have I kind of put my notes in little characters because it was kind of like everybody was doing their own thing. Let's start off with the beginning, okay? You got Dutch, and you got F. F, apparently, you give him a sniper rifle, and he thinks he's freaking Bradley Cooper in American Sniper. Like, he can shoot anything now. He's an idiot!
Did you expect him to hit him?
Hell no! I mean, no, not at all. Especially after Dutch took a swig from her little, her flask, and then he's like, looks at it, and she's like, here you go. And he's like, go. I was like, you idiot. That's not going to help you, your shooting skills. I can't stand F. I knew that was going to happen. So he shoots Coco by accident, which kind of sucks because Palmer had just pleaded with her at her place that he wants her back. Now, I got a question for you and the Strain fans out there. Do you think Coco is a distraction for Palmer?
Yeah, she's definitely a distraction because he's not thinking straight.
Mm-mm.
Thinking with the wrong head.
Exactamundo. He's like, man, that was some good sex, so I need to get some more. So I'm very surprised he drove out to the neighborhood and climbed three flights of stairs to go to her. But she gets shot, and his surgeons work on it, and can't get anything to work on her. And so, of course, Eckhurst, a.k.a. Dr. Evil, billionaire Palmer talks to him. What did you think about that conversation between them two?
I think Eckhart still thinks like you still think you're a partner, really?
Why hasn't Eckhart at least bitch slapped Palmer? Something. I mean, I guess they do really
still need him.
Yeah, I guess that would, but still, just one little like Eckhart.
Yeah, he needs to be put in his place.
I want Eckhart to like, and he's one of those characters where you're like, you know, he's a bad guy, but you really think he's really super cool. Like, I really like Dr. Evil.
I do.
And I'm waiting for him to slap the crap out of freaking Palmer, especially when, and I loved it. I was going to try to record the clip, but we didn't have time where Eckhart says, sure, I will go ahead and let the master know that you want me to save, you want him to save him so you can still fornicate with your assistant.
Yeah.
Oh gosh! But the master comes, doesn't say a word, puts his little blood in Coco's mouth, and she wakes up and she's like, "What now? What do you think is Coco's story? Is she going to start turning, or do you think she's going to be like Palmer and like live forever?
I think she's going to be like Palmer because you need the worm in order to turn into one of those creatures.
Right. So.
And I think it's going to be just like Abraham. It's not going to be a permanent solution. It's just something, you know, that needs to be redone every so often.
Oh, so you think that's just like a quick fix?
Yeah.
Oh, so then she'll be like almost like devoted to the master.
Yeah.
Do you think the master's going to make some moves on Coco?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
No, he doesn't have the junk anymore.
It doesn't matter. I mean, there might be other ways. Look at Avatar. True. They exchange worms and have worm sex. So that happens. She looks kind of, I don't know. She looks a little worried, pissed, surprised, kind of standoffish.
I think she has no idea what's going on.
I don't know, man. She looked a little
I told you. She's just a nosy person. She really has no idea what's going on.
I don't know. I think she's going to be mad, man. I don't think she's going to be a happy camper. I think she might be, which might be kind of dangerous because she was already nosy and moody. And now you're giving her eternal life. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I think he made a huge mistake giving her eternal life.
Yeah, that's like hanging out with like 10 of your baby mamas at one time. That's not going to be.
Wow.
That's not going to be good. No. Let's see what else. The police station. That was probably one of my favorite scenes right there because I love the vamps. Palmer, F, face off. F looks a little upset because he shot an innocent woman. My question to you, the vamps come and attack. Do you think that was planned because F was there? Or do you think that was just like vamps were in the neighborhood and they were like, let's attack a police station?
I think it was planned, but I was kind of thinking that it was Fett and them that released them onto the precinct so they could help F escape.
Oh, that might be, you might be onto something. So they lured him over there, baited him over there. That could be it. I didn't even think about that. Because, you know, they killed, knocked off everybody off. And then, let me ask you a question. If that's the case, do you think Nora would go through of sending in vamps to kill innocent officers? You know,
maybe the new Nora.
Well, the new Nora is pretty badass. She's got her hair up like Katniss from The Hunger Games. She slashed some mofos like Michonne on The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. I think she's got her balls back.
I think now that she's pissed off at F, she's going to get rid of that cancerous F in her life.
I hope F's like, hey, she's like, back off. Back off, bitch. I'm hoping that. So now, you know what? It felt planned that the vamps got there. So you could be right. I don't know. Strain Addicts, let us know what you think. Was it planned? Did they lure him in there? Was it coincidental? I don't know. At first, I thought it was a plan. Like, we got Dutch out of there. And it's from the master or somebody sent them in there to knock off everything. But that whole cell part was pretty dope when they were locked in there and the tongues were like, and got that stupid ass cop. And yeah, what an idiot.
What did you think of the detective?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't get him. I don't.
Whose side is he on?
I have no idea. You know, I mean, it's obvious he was helping them out and then he came back. It's all his boys dead. And then I don't know. I mean, he didn't have to tell Fett and Nora about Dutch being at the hotel. So, but I guess, I don't know, maybe he felt kind of bad because all his people were dead.
Yeah, like, I have no idea who in their right mind would be helping Palmer, especially so much like that.
You never know. Look at Blade, the Blade movies. Remember? You know, you always had humans helping out.
That's true.
And money talks. Palmer's got a lot of money. He could be like, I mean, it's like prison. You know, he wanted that private time with F. And I'm pretty sure it was like, I'll pay you a little money, leave the room, you know. But of course, I don't think it meant to happen the way it did. And speaking of Dutch, at the end of the episode, Dutch is chained up. As soon as she was chained, I was like, yeah, you're going to die. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of Dutch right now because she's playing with my boy's emotions.
But do you think she's going to die? Do you really think so?
No, because for people that are tuning in for the first time, you don't watch what's going to happen next weekend commercial. You know?
No, I don't.
I do. And I know that kid in the background does too. I can tell he wants to give his two cents in. But yo, no, I watched it, and that's what kind of bothered me a little bit, because we see that, you know, Abraham gets knocked out, and then Dutch is chained up, and then all of a sudden it's like next week on The Strain, and then you see everybody. I'm like, okay, Abraham must get out of it because he's awake now, running around, and Dutch, you know, is standing up now, but I think Dutch is going to be tortured. It looks like, from the commercial, it looks like she's going to go through some serious crap.
So is she going to go like what happened with Michonne and the governor?
I don't know.
Is she going to turn into a badass afterwards?
I don't. Dutch, from the commercial, it doesn't look like Dutch is going to become a badass. She looks like she's going to become something else. Like, I think Dr. Evil's going to do some really perverted, weird stuff, at least through the commercial. And that's what I'm hoping, because that's what she deserves for playing with Fett's emotions.
She deserves it for playing with Fett's emotions?
Yes. And then she, I mean, I know that F and her are like amateur snipers and getaway people, but like when she put the motorcycle there, I'm like, do you not think the cops are going to come and swarm the building? Like, how did you think that you were going to get away? No. You're better off just going into the hallway and walking out. But coming on the fire escape, that was just poor planning. You know?
It was.
It was just bad. It was bad. I'm not saying, and I'm not saying I'm a professional. I haven't assassinated, you know, people in my life. But I'm just saying, I've seen enough movies that was a bad setup.
What did you think of their little speech about monogamy?
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. In the beginning, I thought they were going to go at it.
I did too.
I thought they were going to go. I thought she was getting kind of turned on by him, and he was like, give me the flask. Let's do it. I thought about that and the whole monkeys. But then when she says, you know, letting go of one of them is like letting go of, you know, cutting off one of my arms, I was like, okay. And it's obvious she really does love all, you know, both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just don't understand why she hasn't sat them both down and said, we can all be together. You know, but.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens. I don't know. Do you think Dutch is eventually going to pick a side?
I think she's going to pick Fett.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I somehow think Fett is going to, you know, go in there, be the big hero of the day. And
she's going to realize it.
Yeah.
That could be it. I guess we'll see what happens. What do you think about the councilwoman talking crap to the rich people?
That was awesome.
Yeah, she's kind of... She almost kind of reminds me of the mob, though.
She does. I mean, she says if you want protection, you got to pay up.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know what to feel about her. You know, I know that you're a big fan of her because she's a good motivational speaker. And she's, I don't know. Something about her just, it seems like she's going, I don't know, that way.
She's definitely not a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I would put her as a bad guy either.
I mean, she could be just looking out for the Brooklyn. Herself in Brooklyn, you know, mm-hmm. she lost her, what, I think her nephew, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So she's, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, she brought up that whole mom story, and then, so she's kind of, she didn't like rich people. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good idea, but the mayor, I don't know, it looks like the mayor might want her taken care of.
She does. I mean, he does. And I think she's walking a really dangerous path at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know. This councilwoman. I mean, if she died, I could care less. We could put the captain, the police force in charge, and he'll do a better job than her. But that's just me. I definitely liked one of my favorite parts. I definitely liked when Nora and Fett and Abraham were looking for the Lumen book, and they went to the first apartment, and they had the vamp with the trap music going on, and that was pretty badass.
the vampire trans party or whatever.
Whatever it was, yeah. That was pretty dope. Just the whole scene went well. Just the killing and then Nora just pulling out her gun and is capping. I mean, dude, even Fett's like, whoa. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's definitely releasing some stress there.
Yes! I'm liking the new Nora. Freaking about time. And let's see what else. And then, of course, we talked about the Master and Coco, and we already talked about that and everything else. And, of course... once they catch wind of them getting arrested, Abraham is like, there is nothing more important than Lumen. And so the other two are like, we're out of here. And so Abraham's like, screw y'all. I'll do it by myself. And he goes to the final last apartment, finds the freaking book, and then gets knocked on the head. And what sucks?
By who?
It's got to be the guy with the burnt ear, which is the kid, which it ruined it already because the commercial, he's already up and about and he's already saying about the book and you got evil and blah, blah, blah. So he's already giving his speech to this guy. And that's what sucks. Because I would have liked to not see anything about Abraham in the commercial and then see what happens. But I already know he's going to be naked. So it sucks. Mm-hmm. But he's just a little angry little man. And I just hope he stays focused. I mean, he's focused, but it seems like he's too focused. Like, he doesn't care. Like, I mean, really, honestly, he could care less if any of the team dies as long as the mission stays forward, you know?
Yeah, I think he's still very used to being, you know, a lone wolf.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't want to go save Fett, just for the fact that Fett and him have been a pretty cool team.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, I get it. There's a bigger picture, you know, and I get it. I get it. What else? I think that's it for me. Did I?
Yeah, for me too.
Sweet. So let me take it over here to the Strain Addicts Facebook page real fast. And let's see here. If you're a fan of the Strain, people, go on to the on Facebook and look up the Strain Addicts groups. And there's a group there. It's got like 3,000 plus. Just got 25 new members. And everybody goes on here and talks and shares stuff, the Strain. So it's pretty cool. And everybody on here is pretty
cool. They have like a trivia night, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have a trivia night and also hashtag Strain Addicts Watch Party. It's live on Facebook. So that's pretty dope. They did the Assassin episode, which is the one we're talking about right now. And then they have a little picture here. I'm thinking Coco is going to be pissed when she finds out she has to live eternally with Palmer. Poor girl. That was from Helen. And then she has a picture that says Coco lives. I don't know what to think about her. I don't know. But anyways, here. So Helen put a comment here. Said that episode was so good. Sound off, Addicts. What did you love and hate about episode 10, The Assassin? And I hope we get to get some Quinlan soon, which is true. We didn't get any Quinlan. He's just badass.
I think he's just lying in wait.
I know. And he's with Gus. I'm getting irritated with what she said. So people chimed in. Doe put on here, I love the shooting. I hate the fact Kelly is still and forever a vampire. I think I like Kelly more as a vampire than a human.
Yeah.
And once again, Zach is better off with Mama Vamp instead of F.
Yeah, he is. And where was Zach this whole episode?
Zach was... That's true. Everybody... Who was... Oh, Nikki? Maybe Nikki?
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. I wouldn't trust. I mean, if it was Carl from The Walking Dead, he's fine. Probably eating some pudding. But Zach, I don't know what he's doing. Louie put, watching it now. LOL, 15 minutes left. Okay, Johnny put, good episode. We do need more Quinlan in the show, though. I totally agree with Johnny Lee. Jessica put, I love the way they walk on Daylight Street with their weapons. It's cool, LOL. That is true. They got, like, swords coming out their back. And, like, no one stops them. But I guess it's the norm now, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have bigger problems to worry about.
Yeah, it is hilarious to see them walking. And, you know, she's got a sword coming out of her back. She's got a gun. I mean, nobody really says anything. Frank put, it took a few to get rolling. But when it did, I was wondering how they were going to play the assassination attempt. I didn't see the result coming. But it sure opens a whole new can of worms. That was good. And poor Dutch, this is all setting up a kick-ass season finale. Season finale is around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Let's see here. Keisha put, I just want someone to save Dutch. Fett, please find her in time. I am so ready for next Sunday. Totally agree. And then Faith put, who took the book? Which I think it's the guy from the kid. That's what I think.
Yeah, it makes sense that it would be.
Right, it has to be him.
Yeah.
Heather put on here, I hate the ending, leaving us hanging like that. Put on here, someone said something about. Vincent put, it's on Hulu. Yes, speaking of Hulu, season one is on Hulu. Bessie put, I will tell you probably on Wednesday. Okay, that's nothing about the episode. Elena put on here, this episode was so good. I knew something happened to Dutch, but I didn't think this dude had her. I love how that was set up. I hope that saves her, and we need to see more of Gus. Oh, Elena has the thing for Gus. And if you want to check out more of the comments, go to the Strain Addicts Facebook page and join the group, and also follow them on Twitter @StrainAddicts. That way you can be a part of the trivia thing and all that good stuff. And I do have some shout-outs. Let me look for my piece of paper. People that have been showing us love and everything else. At Mickey G49 on Twitter, they are showing us love. This could be like a retweet fave. And if you've been doing it and I don't see your name, I'm sorry. I just, there's so many. VD Eggman sent some love. A Blank Petra. The Strain Addicts, of course. They're always showing us love. Bonbon Fabu. I like that name. Bonbon Fabu. Norma Jones, 1963. Magma Floyd. And that's pretty much it for right now. So I just wanted to shout out to y'all because y'all be showing us love and all that good stuff. So I think we're done with the review, right?
Yeah, except we haven't rated it yet.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode, Jesus?
I'm giving it a 10, even though F missed. What? But,
a 10? Yeah. A 10?
Yeah, a 10. It was good. There wasn't a boring moment.
Let me think here. 10. You know what? I would have to agree with you. Oh, yeah. There wasn't a dull moment. It kept on going forward. I would say, I don't know if I would give it a 10. I would agree with you, but I would probably give it a 9. Because a 10, it's got to rock my socks. And I didn't get rocked. So I'll give it a 9.
I think things are setting up for a really good finale.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with you on that. I think the finale is, I think when we watch it, we're all going to be like, what? And then we got to wait for the next season.
Which is going to suck.
The waiting sucks. So that's it for me and you. Go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you on the internets.
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, and my blog dysfunctional.com.
Sweet. You can check me out. I got a blog called I Watch Mike. Make sure you go there and surf around there. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, my Facebook page, I Watch Mike. And of course, don't forget my new home over at audioboom.com. If you want to check out this show plus all the other shows that I recap plus other podcasts, go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's where you go to find me. Also, shout outs to the VRO.com. They show love to our show. They post our shows plus our other shows as well. So make sure you surf around there. Shout outs to Amy McCracken over there at the VRO.com. She handles that. So everybody else, have a great week. Coming up later on this evening, it should post sometime this evening or tomorrow, we are going to be reviewing last night's episode of Fear of the Walking Dead as well. So that's coming up soon with Jesus, myself, and the girls. So, Jesus, have a good one. I will talk with you later this evening. And, have a good one.
Okay.
Say goodbye to everybody, Jesus.
Bye.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
The Strain. Summer FX.